This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The OSCE's Special Representative for Combating Human Trafficking has been meeting with Italian and African authorities here in Rome to discuss the extent of this modern-day scourge and find effective ways to combat it. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Maria Grazia Giammarinaro is here in Rome for a high-level seminar Friday at Italy's Parliament, focusing on irregular migration in the Mediterranean region. The seminar was called to shed light on the often hidden exploitation of migrants, also to highlight the need for the protection of their human rights and the implementation of common commitments on human trafficking. Speaking to me ahead of Friday's seminar, Giammarinaro says irregular migration through the sea is just a small part of the migration problem.
Contrary to what is commonly perceived, migration, irregular migration through sea is just a small part of irregular migration. At least the assessment is that in the whole Mediterranean region, 10% of the arrivals are by sea. But, of course, this phenomenon, which is the most visible, is also the most horrible in terms of loss of human lives. For example, according to the UNHCR, the UN Agency for Refugees, there are 1,500 people dying or get missing in the attempt of reaching the European Union through the Mediterranean Sea. And in addition, so many others get lost in the shadow economy. Their situation of social vulnerability, also linked to the irregular migration status, is used and, of course, misused by intermediaries, organized crime, smugglers, traffickers, and unscrupulous employers. So, in other words, we want to shed light on this reality of people who try to achieve a better life for them, for their families, and getting trapped in a situation of exploitation, sometimes in slavery-like conditions.
In fact, you say that there are often hidden ways of exploitation of migrants. What do you mean by that, and can you give us any examples?
Yes, actually, exploitation as such is not hidden. We can see exploitation in fields and agriculture and construction sites, less in domestic work, because this is really a hidden form of exploitation in many situations. But what is the problem is that the perception of exploitation is very often missing. For example, it is very easy to hear people saying, the third country nationals are paid less than nationals, but anyway, they are better than they were at home. And this is a very dangerous cultural pattern, because this is a justification of exploitation, and this amplifies the perception that these people, migrant workers, can be subject to extreme forms of exploitation.
So are you talking mainly about people coming over and working in fields, doing harvests in the agricultural sector?
In the tomato picking, for example, there are a few investigations underway showing how this exploitation can be really devastating for a human being. Because when a person is obliged to work 14 hours a day without a salary because he or she has to pay back the debt to the smugglers for the travel, or for a very little salary, and they are not able to send anything home And of course, this for many, this is the basic reason why they migrate to support their families, and they live in inhuman conditions without electricity in very remote areas. And in addition, they have to pay enormous amount of money for simple things like a bottle of water to the intermediaries that place them in exploitative jobs. And this is reality. This emerged from investigations underway, for example, in Italy at that moment.
How has the continued unrest that we're seeing in North Africa affected human trafficking, if at all?
We don't know. Of course, after the so-called Arab Spring, a process has started in a number of North African countries which are partners for cooperation for the OSCE. Of course, the Arab Spring has radically changed the profile of the region, triggering processes of democratization, although, of course, unfinished, not homogeneous. However, under the slow process of stabilization underway, a high level of tension still remains that is also exacerbated by the economic crisis. All these situations are risk factors. So we have to keep an eye and be aware that risk factors exist, that factors of social vulnerabilities exist, that can, of course, lead a certain number of people, can suggest a certain number of people to migrate in unsafe conditions.
In order for the fight against human trafficking to be effective, EU countries and countries of origin obviously must work in concert, but it doesn't always work that way. Where are the areas in need of improvement?
Of course, there is already a process, a cooperative process underway, also under the in the framework of the EU initiatives for political dialogue. There are negotiations underway concerning mobility partnership agreements. But the problem, the issue we want to address, including in the seminar we will hold with the Partners for Cooperation, our African partners, is the following. At the moment, the issue, which is a structural issue, is that there is a sort of underclass of workers who can be exploited. And the vast majority of this are irregular migrants, undocumented migrants. So the two sides of the Mediterranean should agree about the fact that this is unacceptable. This could be this is difficult because this is could be considered convenient in a short term, but it is completely unacceptable in the medium term, simply because the cost, the social cost, the costs in terms of human lives and human suffering, but also in terms of security and stability, are too high. So in my view, there is no other option. Let's think for a moment about the enormous power organized crime is gaining through the trafficking processes, by managing the trafficking processes. People cannot be exploited for years. What does it mean in terms of corruption, for example, in terms of undermining the rule of law? So I think that really there is no other option. And the fight against trafficking, in my view, should be considered an integral part of the process of transition, democratization, and stabilization started with the Arab Spring. For our partners, for the EU, of course, it is a challenge. The challenge is to promote full respect of human rights also in this area.